decided, I figured I'd take a shot and see, you know, see if I could make it easily. But I guess not, but that's okay. And appreciate you letting me know, Gary. But you have a good day today, sir.
And I had an absolute blast. I just had a super good day. like I said, had a lot of good conversation, and just enjoyed the whole day, really. And then came on back here and had some other stuff I had to get done. I got that done, and so I had a productive day. Can't complain about anything. I wouldn't if I could, I guess, because there wasn't a whole lot of people want to listen to it anyway. But I had a lot of fun today, and I rode over to Pickens and met some new folks, some new friends, and I enjoyed that. And so we had a good time as far as that goes. And I got my son came down. He was had been up at the cliffs up in that area. And he called, and he was on his way back, and he was coming through Pickens, and I called him, and we met, and went over there and looked around and had a good time. So we can't complain about none of that part. I wanted to ask you, is that that Bobcat, is that on tracks or is that on wheels?
Wheels. It's an older model, and I think it was... I have no idea what he's been doing with it, but it's just, it's got electrical tape wrapped around some of the joints, and there's a control shaft that comes out of the transmission, the chain drive on it. Something's been broke off years ago, so... He's got a pair of vice grips clamped on it, holding it in place. And leaking oil everywhere. And just, you know, same old stuff. I guess it never changes. Nobody ever seems to want to service things along the way. I guess when you're doing work like that, it's hard to stop from time to time and do that. But, I've learned that the best way to do that is get one of them grease gun holders and screw it to the inside of the door of the Bobcat. That way you can clamp your grease gun to the inside of the door. And then before your work starts every day, you know, you're supposed to check oil and water and things before you start the work day anyway. And just go ahead and grab that grease gun in the door when you check your oil. Don't take 5 minutes, and just go ahead and grease everything before you start the day. But I guess some people don't think like me, I guess. But anyway, I'm glad you had a good day, and tell Miss Joy we said hello. And any day you can spend with your son is a good day. So KO4NUE. I'll let you go, Gary.
Well, I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with me a little bit. Like I said, I had a wonderful day, and you know about what I did today, so where I went, so all that's good. But you're talking about putting that grease gun on the inside of the door on that Bobcat. When I was gainfully employed, and I was driving a truck, a company I drove for, you know, the truck drivers are supposed to pre-trip their trucks. You know, they walk around them, kick the tires, and check the oil, the water, and all that stuff, supposedly. We had a guy come in, a driver come in, and he went out and cranked his truck up and let it warm up. It was on a chillier day. It wasn't cold, but it was chilly, so he cranked it up and let it warm up. Went out there and got in it and didn't drive it a quarter of a mile, and he locked the engine down. They had pulled it into the shop to service it. They drained the oil out, but there was two guys working together on it when they serviced it. And one guy drained the oil out, and the other one was supposed to put it back in. Well, the driver went out there and cranked it up with no oil in it whatsoever, and it ran for about 15 minutes or so. He got in it and got almost to the end of the street, which is not a quarter of a mile long, and it locked down tighter than anything you could think of. Had to call a wrecker to pull it back in. Actually, he jerked it out from under it, and we got him another tractor, but he had to drag the truck back to the shop, and they had to rebuild the whole engine. So it's not just those folks that drive the Bobcats. It's, the other folks try to take shortcuts and don't take a few minutes to walk around their vehicle and make sure everything's right before they leave with it.
I got a funny little story for you. So when my two sons were getting old enough, 8, 9, 10 years old, we bought them both go-karts, used go-karts. And my middle son, he's always one that's tinkering around and tearing stuff apart and trying to get it back together, I guess. Well, he won't learn how to change oil in his go-kart, so we went down there to the shop and put it up on the stand, and didn't have any engine oil in the shop, so we went up to Dad's shop and was rummaging around up there. And Dad's bad about pouring stuff into containers and not labeling it. Don't know, you don't know what it is. Well, we picked up a quart of Rotella-T engine oil, took it back down to the shop, poured it in the go-kart, and he took off. Probably 15, 20 minutes went by and just blowed the side of the engine out where the crankshaft goes through, just a perfect circle, just completely just, I never seen one blow like that, but just tore the engine all to pieces. So we're down at the shop trying to figure out what had happened, and it looked like I don't know how to explain it, like a baby diaper. When it gets wet, that gel stuff forms in it to hold the moisture in. And Dad had bummed a quart of Roundup off of the neighbor and poured it in that Rotella-T bottle. And, I mean, it's the same color as engine oil. We just poured it in there, and he took off. Well, it didn't turn out good. It just tore the thing all to pieces. So, lesson learned, we don't go up to Daddy's shop no more and get stuff out of his shop because we don't know what it is.
Excuse me, Chad, I was laughing. one thing about it, we found out that Roundup not only kills grass and weeds, it kills go-kart motors.
Here's me laughing because she came down there. I mean, it's been years ago, but she came down there too, and I've been messing with engines and things like that my whole life. Never seen anything like it. And we could not figure out what in the world had happened. And so when Dad come down there, he's doing the same thing. And he said, "Where did you get that?" Finally, he says, "Where did you get that oil?" And he picked the container up and he says, "You didn't get that out of my shop, did you?" And I said, "I most certainly did." And he said, "You big dummy." He said, "That's Roundup." I'm just like, "Well, how was I supposed to know it was Roundup?" And he says, "Well, that's what you forget for getting stuff out of my shop."
Well, that's true of most fathers. You know, they don't want you going in their shop messing with their stuff to start with. But you don't know what you're going to get when you go in there.
I'm afraid to go up there. I'm afraid something's going to get me every time I go in there. So I don't mess with it. I just go, if I ain't got it down in my shop, I'll go buy it. Because it just seems like every time I go in there, I get blamed for something. Or something just goes all wrong. So I quit messing with it years ago, but it was just, I don't know how we got off on this, but I don't think I'll ever forget that as long as I live. It just, I mean, it just blew the complete side of the go-kart motor. It just blew it completely out. It was awful.
K-I-4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter NIP, K-O-4-N-U-E. I'll get that out in a minute. But Chad, as to how we got on it, we got to talking about people not taking 5 minutes to service their vehicles and look at them, and we got talking about servicing engines and things. So I think that's how we got around to this. But I can just picture that in my mind's eye. You know how get the go-kart running and you're going down the road and all of a sudden you hear a loud noise and everything locks up and you coast to a stop. Oh, man, that must have been fun. Of course, it wasn't fun when all was said and done. I hope nobody got their legs strapped.
No, it wasn't funny at the time, but hey, you know, after the fact, me and my son still talk about it from time to time, but we just went on downtown to the Harbor Freight, picked up one of them old Predator engines and put on it, and I mean, that's all I could do. He was so disappointed, because his big brother's out there on his go-kart, and he's riding around and, you know, revving it in, because he's got a go-kart, and he didn't. So, you know, $4 bottle of oil ended up costing me $100-something. And we paid extra for the warranty. Because the lady behind the counter says, just go ahead and get the warranty, because it don't matter what happens to it. If you buy the warranty, it's covered. I said, yes, ma'am, we'll take the warranty.
Can't say that I blame you for that, Chad. But like I said, I can just see that happening. Goodness gracious, if I'd have done something like that, I know what my dad would have done. He'd have took it out of my hide, and then I'd have had to take my little push lawnmower around all the neighborhood and beg people to let me cut their grass so I could have bought me a new engine. Because he wouldn't have bought it for me, I guarantee you.
But you got that bikers, I can't whoop my daddy. I mean, that goes the other way, you know. I can't say nothing to him. I mean, all he said was just stay out of my shop.
You should say, well, lesson learned. I won't be in your shop no more. I would have settled that, I guess.
Man, you got me tickled, man. I'm sorry. you got me going. So, anyway, well, listen, let me get on out of here in case somebody else wants to talk. But I enjoyed it. that was good. You have a nice night, Gary, and everybody on the net. KO4 and UE, and I'm done.
Dad, tell Anna we said hello if she's not standing around listening. But hope y'all are doing well. Stay safe and get out of quarantine. You know, I don't like to have you quarantined up like that, but I understand why and why you're doing it and all of that. And I'm really thankful that you're doing that for the reasons you're doing it. But in the meantime, y'all take care up there, and maybe conditions will change and I'll be able to pick you up on reverse from Campobello. That'd be nice to do again. Y'all take care, and I'll say 73 to you for now. KO4NUE, KI4DOS, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Some comments.
Mr. Walt?
My sleepy medicine, but I was sitting here listening to that conversation. I was sitting here laughing. He was talking about that guy that brought the Bobcat in. He had never seen a grease gun before. I work for this company out of Malden. I ain't gonna call their name. I worked with them about 15 years. And the old man that owned the company, he would not buy grease. when you change your oil in the, whether it's on the dozer or the excavator, I mainly ran the excavator, and you change your oil, you kept that oil. And when that bucket got the squeaking and all, you poured burnt motor oil over it. And we got the brake and pins. We had two excavators. They ain't got no grease in there on them pins around the bushings and all. And we were breaking those center pins. And I think at the time they were about $1,800 a piece. And instead of going and buying us a grease gun and grease, he went and bought a stick of rolled steel. And when we popped that center pin, just called back to the shop and the maintenance guy, he'd go in there and put that big old roll of steel pin rod in there in the bandsaw, cut us another, and the grease fitting is on the inside of that pin. It comes, got two holes on each side where it comes out, goes all around that bushing. But he died about 2 years ago, but that man would not buy grease. And we get behind or a big job, he'd go rent a rental excavator or a dozer and never grease them. KI4DOS, back to you, Davis.
You know, Walbat, that amazes me that they won't spend a little bit of money for preventive maintenance, and then yet they'll spend all this other money on this other junk. And then, you know, the pin break, and then the man's got to cut the roll, and then bring it out and put it in, or have somebody else put it in. So you got the downtime of the machine, you got the time of the mechanic to put the pin in, you got the time of the guy in the shop cutting it and all of that. And you can't cut that stuff fast with a bandsaw, even though it does a good job of it. It takes a while to do it because you got to keep oil on that blade and all of that stuff, keep it from getting too hot. And if you break a blade, then boy, you're in all kinds of trouble. But I don't know. I don't understand folks that won't spend a little money for preventive maintenance. I was talking to a fellow about my pickup truck. I told him, I said, I got 317,000 miles on that 7.4 454 engine. And he says, well, you ain't supposed to get that many miles out of it. I said, you will if you take care of it.
You wouldn't believe him. I ain't funny enough, but this guy, he wasn't a bad-looking guy. And he had worked with the City of Greenville Fire Department. I mean a real paid fireman. And he got married, and they wasn't married about 2 months. His wife left him and divorced him. This man would not take a bath. He would never buy new clothes. He'd go to the flea market and buy used blue jeans and shirt and wear them till they rotted off. I couldn't stand to get in a truck with him to ride to the job. The guy stunk so bad. Well, he finally got into it with the owner of the company, and he quit. So they gave me the foreman job. And he had, I was running John Deere excavator, I mean, it was wore out. All the windows were busted out of it. Well, he had went and got a new Komatsu excavator. And it was altogether different than that John Deere. And I run that new one for, I don't know, about a month. And then Glenn come back begging for his job back. So they hired him. I mean, this man... It was me and him, a two-man crew, out there clearing the lots and putting the water in the sewer and the storm drains in, cutting the roads. And but Glenn, you get out there on the job, he would not let you look at the blueprints. Everything had go, he had to be in charge of all of it. Well, he had hired him back, and they took me off of that new Komatsu and put me back in the shop. I was, had an old ragged excavator bucket there. Had to cut the teeth off of it and grind the thing down and put new shanks and teeth on it. Well, this guy, the dirty guy, he come out there that morning and said, I'm taking over this. You go back to the shop. I'd been back in the shop about 2 hours. And he had on their company. He come in there raising sand. He said, Walt, Glenn just called and said he checked the oil in that hydraulic fluid in that Komatsu, and they ain't a drop in it. I ordered to fire you. He said, get 20 gallons of that hydraulic fluid and take it out there to him. Well, on a Komatsu, it's different than a John Deere. On a John Deere, you close all the cylinders up and tuck the bucket up under you and curl it up and check the hydraulic fluid. On a Komatsu, all the cylinders are open. I took him that 20-gallon hydraulic fluid out there, and he's up there laughing at me because he done got me in trouble. I done got my butt chewed out. I hadn't got back to the shop, and the boss man come in there, Walt, come on, get the truck, something's happened. We go back out on the job site, and he had put 20 gallons of hydraulic fluid in that excavator that was on the full mark, closed up. That son of a gun blowed the back seal out of the motor, blowed the torque converter all to pieces, and blowed the hydraulic pump off of it. I got the last laugh on him. KI4DOS K4OIM. Tell you what, Walt, this is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for K4OIM. You started talking about him coming in there, jumping on you and wanting all that hydraulic fluid. I knew you was going to come back and say, yeah, that thing done blowed every, all the seals and everything else up. But I tell you what, you can't. Them things run a lot of pressure. A lot of people don't think about that. But I can just imagine that, how bad that tore that machine up. But I tell you, if it tears a pump all apart like that, then it pumps have to be pretty rugged to start with. Seals bust on hydraulic cylinders and, of course, the lines and all that other stuff. But you start blowing them out the backside of the motor, boy, I tell you what, that puts some pressure in there. The hydraulic hose right there where the window was supposed to be, I've had it blow. And, man, that hydraulic fluid hot, and it hits you. Man, it'll scald you. But these new Volvos, it was the last 5 years I've worked, we had the new Volvos. And it's got that computer in there, and it tells what time that hood was open, what time the dipstick was pulled out on the oil, what time the dipstick was pulled out on the hydraulic fluid, what time the radiator cap was took off, and what time the door for the battery compartment was open. And you let something go wrong with that machine, run it hot or low on oil, you fired. I mean, they ain't but two people got the code to go into that computer, and that's the owner of the company and Blanchard's down there. But the new Volvos, man, they just like playing the video game. You got two joysticks there for your bucket, and every once in a while you use your feet to go forward and backward. Man, I told the boss man right before I retired, I said, I like this job so much, I would almost come in and work for free. But all the jobs wasn't that easy, especially the airports. Oh, man. The last 10 years I worked, all I've done was airports, runways, taxiways, adding on or extending runways. And when them planes come in, they sound the horn, and you stop whatever you're on, back it away from that runway, and there can't be nothing within 1,000 feet of the runway over 6 foot tall. And we had them portageons on the job. And if you had to go use the portageon, you had to walk about 1,000 feet, 2,000 feet round trip to get back to your equipment. So you held it in as long as you could, Gary. KI4DOS K4OIM.
Tell you what, Walt. Some of the things these people put their workers through, I don't understand, but I'm retired now, don't have to worry about that anymore. That's a good thing. And, I miss going to work every once in a while. But there ain't so much around here to keep me busy, I don't have to worry about it too much and too long. That's the good part.
Working, but I've got a lot of stuff around here I want to do. I just ain't been able here lately. And I've got to go Monday and get them cataracts took off my eyes. But I got to try to find somebody to take me up there because my daughter, she starts her new job Monday. And I got to be at the doctor, I think, at 9 o'clock. And I've looked high and low up there in my bedroom for all the portfolio thing they gave me to bring back with me when I show up Monday morning. I hate to ask my brother to take me because he's in worse shape than I am. And for him to get up that early in the morning, he'd have to get up about 7 o'clock. I don't know if my appointment was at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Now I got to call them tomorrow and find out. I want to get this done because my eyes are getting weaker and weaker, Gary. And I'll be sitting here on the computer and that monitor is about 3 foot away from me. I have to get right up here in front of it to see the writing. Like looking at a manual or a schematic for a radio, I have to get right up on that TV to see it. And Tom in ZOTR, he's the one that taught me into going ahead and having it done. So I scheduled to get my left eye done Monday morning and then my right eye a month later. I'm glad it's on Monday. I hope I'll be able to see it by Tuesday night to call the net. I really enjoy calling the net, Gary, because I always know, once I call it, it's your turn the next night and having the swap meet the net there. So, Gary, I'm going to have to get off here and get my flashlight, get my cat, and get up there to the house and get in bed. That feels starting to work on me now. So KI4DOS K4OIM 73, Gary. I'll be clear on your file.
Hey, Walt, will you be careful going up to the house? Get your flashlight and your cat and lock everything up. And be careful going up that little hill because I know where your ham shack is, and I know where the house is. So you be careful and get you some sleep, and hopefully you'll get all of your paperwork found where you'll know what to take over there when you get your cataract surgery done. And I'm going to tell you now, Walt, if you can't see well enough Tuesday night, you let me know, and I'll pick your net up for you. That won't be a problem. We'll handle it one way or the other. And you take care and tell everybody over there we said howdy, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it as always there, Walt. 73 there, young man. That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments? Call KI4DOS.
Yeah.
WS, KL4NUE. I don't know me why you got so tickled with that roundup. It's because it dawned on me. You do the same thing my daddy does. You just grab an empty container and just pour what you want to in it. Don't tell nobody. That's why you're laughing.
That's true, Chad, but there's one difference. I got a magical marker out there in the barn and in my shop, and when I pour something in there, you know, I write on the side of it what it is. That way I don't reach and I may have, if you go out there now, there's probably 5 antifreeze jugs out there, and each one of them's got something different in it. One of them's got antifreeze. And if it don't say water or oil or whatever, you know, transmission fluid, it don't matter. If it doesn't have a magic marker written on it, what's on the label is what it is. So if you go out in my shop to get something, look and see if it's got a magic marker written on it. If it does, don't use it unless you go use it for what the magic marker says.
I'm good, Gary. Go ahead, bud. I ain't gonna hold you up.
When you get a little older, you might do the same thing. I hate looking for I'll empty a container out, and I hate to look for another one. Matter of fact, I got my oil pan, you know, where I drain the oil out when I do it for the surface of the car. It's full, and I ran out of space because it wouldn't hold it. I forgot to take it and empty it. So I poured that oil in two of those antifreeze jugs. And I got used oil on them, and I put the lids back on them. And so when I decide to go over to the dump, I'll take my oil pan and those two antifreeze jugs and dump them in the oil pan, the oil collection unit they got over there to dump. And that way I can, they can recycle it and I won't have to worry about it. But, you hit the nail on the head pretty close there, buddy. You take care and we'll talk at you later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4. Papa Quebec Victor, Joseph in Clover, South Carolina, and I'm mobile, and I'm just checking in, I'm in and out. Y'all have a good night.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening, KO4PQV, Mr. Joseph, up there mobile in Clover. Good signal into the repeater from Clover there, Joseph. Appreciate you being with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. This net starts at 9 p.m. and a different net controller each night. But you're more than welcome to join us anytime you can. You be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you checking in. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. About wrap it up this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that checked in with me tonight. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. And give him a good dose of rider's cramp. I'll submit my net report into the computer and or into the repeater, and then we'll finish closing the net out. There you have it, folks. Had a great net tonight, I think. Appreciate each and every one of you in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those checked in with us tonight. Didn't choke nothing, you checked in. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
AK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
For NUE, KK4JBQ.
You have a good day today, sir.
I suppose you might say, yeah, I got some things finished that were on my list, and nothing bad happened. I count that a good day, KK4JBQ.
Count that a good day, sir. trying to take care of some things here while I'm doing this quarantine thing. And I've been up on the roof, under the house, and running coax and screwing that tennis to the roof. I mean, it's just, it seems like it's endless. And I figured out today when I was walking all the way down the shop to go get the ladder, this is a lot of work.
Talking about antenna installation? Yes. And especially if you're doing it just by yourself. It is a lot more fun if you have, call the ham over and said, I need a little help with this. Can you be here such and such a time? And maybe we share a meal together. That just makes it, I think. But this can be any kind of hobby you want it to be. It can be solitary. And you're kind of forced into that now, though, aren't you?
But I mean, like I said, we're used to it. I mean, we've done this so much that we're just, we don't take a thing about it, I guess. But, so I was glad to get my Slim Jim up and got it mounted where I want it. And now I can take my other antenna down because I don't like it too much where it was. And I didn't either. It's just stuck it up there to see how I could, see how it worked and all. But I'll probably take it down tomorrow and go start on that nasty bobcat tomorrow. My goodness.
Real quick, Chad, I just, I'm using the microphone that I started the net with, and I just turned, I forgot I had a switch on the bottom of it to cut that preamp out, and I cut that out, and it seems to be working.
All right. Well, I'll be honest with you, he scared me there for a minute, because when you dropped out, and I just looked at me, and I thought, oh, no, I hope that's not that antenna I sent him, because if it is, I'm going to absolutely catch it. And then when you came back on, you kind of chuckled there for a second, and I thought, oh, no, that's the antenna I made, so I'm fixing to get it.
What an antenna you made. I'm going to go over there and get on it in just a minute. I didn't mean to interrupt you at your and Larry's conversation, but I just wanted to make sure this microphone was going to do what it's supposed to. When I turned the preamp off and don't have to use the batteries, and it seems to be doing what it's supposed to, so I'm going to cut this radio off and go over to the other one, and I'll talk to you on your antenna next time.
We just say it did a good job. How about that? How about we just say it did a wonderful job?
You say it, but we're going to prove it in just a minute.
Mercy. Okay, Larry, pick it up. The longer we talk, the less I got to figure out whether it's working or not.
KK4JBQ. Hello, Gary. It's good to have a test band, isn't it? Well, I have to ask, because when I mentioned to Donna how many times you've been in quarantine, she says, well, why so many times anyway? An overall would suffice, I suppose, doesn't it, detail? KK4JBQ.
That's easy. When you have a daughter in high school, gets exposed at school, they will send a letter or will call you and say, through contact tracing, your daughter has been exposed to the COVID-19 virus, and she cannot come to school for 5 days. So when that happens, then because of her mother-in-law and her situation, or my mother-in-law and her situation, we, me and Anna, will separate. So I'll go to the deer camp. They'll stay here to keep from getting everybody sick. But, yeah, so between high school exposure and exposure from me or Anna being around possibly someone with COVID, it's over the past 2 years, we're up to about 13.
Okay, that explains it. See, I only know that she had a son that just got engaged, and I think you said he was 22, I guess. So now I just learned that you have a daughter in high school. So I'm filling in the gaps, you might say. And I don't have experiences that cover this, because as I mentioned to you before, John and I never had children, so there's all that stuff that's, you know, left blank on my list of experiences. Anyway, our heart goes out to you, KK4JBQ.
Let's hear it. I see the end yet, Larry, but so I actually have 3 children. I have 2 boys, 1 girl, and she is in Clemson. She's out of high school, and she is, we dropped her off about a month and a half ago at Clemson University, and so we are empty nesters now. But what a ride. I'm telling you, what a ride. So we've got 2 dogs in the house. One of them is a service dog for me, and his name is Casey, as in Kilo Charlie. And he's named after Sergeant Kyle Colnott, who was killed in an IED explosion outside of Tallil, where I was stationed on the last deployment. So the VA will take a fallen soldier, train a dog to give to a soldier in need. So I have Casey in the house and have my daughter's little, not sure what she is, little old bitty thing, but her name is Pixie. So they're our kids until our kids come back to visit from time to time. So that's kind of the way it is around here, I guess.
I'm talking on it.
Well, it works. that's pretty good. I'm pretty pleased with that, actually. I think the mic gain might be a little bit high. But I've got to be honest with you, Gary. That sounds a little better than the antenna you're using tonight. I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to cause no problems. I'm saying it sounds pretty clean.
Down pretty clean. It's sitting right here about 3 feet from me, sitting on a part of a beehive, and it's just sitting there almost in the corner inside the house. So I just wanted to let you know it does work, so you didn't have to worry about that anymore. Sorry about that, Larry. I'll quit butting into y'all's conversation. Y'all have a good evening. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE, KI4DOS. I'm going to be clear and get out of y'all's hair.
Brush off, Gary. It's nice to have you here. It does sound very clean to me, too. I do think, it wasn't like frying bacon or anything, you know. Your previous contact But this one's really quiet, really nice and clean. KK4JBQ.
Well, part of my problem is on the other one that I was talking on, is I'm running the beams and I'm running them horizontal instead of vertical. And they're a little off from the repeater antenna right now, so I need to adjust that just a little bit. And with them on the horizontal instead of vertical, that'll make a little bit of difference too. But this is a J-pole that Chad built. It's sitting inside the house about 3 feet from me in the radio. And like I said, it's in the corner of the room. And I just wanted to let Chad know it was working. Y'all have a good evening. Tell Donna I said hello. Tell Anna I said hello, Chad. And we'll talk to y'all later. I'm going to go in here and see if I can find me something wet to drink. KI4DOS clear.
KI4JBQ.
Gary. And I appreciate you trying an antenna out. It sounds really nice. But other than that, Larry, I just, I guess, what you want to talk about tonight? We always talk about something I want to talk about. What you want to talk about?
Said I thought I'd let the man on the mountain have his say, rather than interrupt him, as I quite often do. Well, one thing that occurred to me, if you probably don't remember it, but my ears are such tuned in such a way that I heard you call me Gary and then Larry. That happened all my young life because I had one brother, his name was Gary. And, let's put it this way. The Gary we just spoke to, KI4DOS, has been more a brother to me than my real brother. I feel closer to that Gary than my real brother. But when my parents, I got to where I did it too. when they would be talking to me, they'd say, Gare Larry. It just rolled out. And when they talked to him, they'd say, Larry Gary. Anyway, that's one of those things from the past. KK4JBQ.
And I used to do that with the kids. Once she get her mama voice, and she'd call them all three names before she'd finally get to the name that they were, that we give them when they were born with. And so yeah, I get it, you know. But anyway, I'm been here on the. Been here on the farm all day. This is going on day three, day four. And I will go down to the shop tomorrow and straighten up and machine shop a little bit and get ready for this bobcat and figure out what kind of jig I gotta make to line board these pins. Going to be a little bit of a challenge, but I'll figure it out. I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to do that yet, but I got an idea. Sometimes my ideas and the machines, making the machines do what my idea is not always jive, if you know what I mean. So I'll have to figure out some way to work within my limitations or my experience level is what I'm trying to say, I guess. But I'll get it figured out.
For JBQ, well, I'll never forget. I've done very little in a machine shop. I don't have your experience at all. But I remember how astonished I was when I learned that you had to lubricate a cut. So lubricating a saw blade or lubricating a drill bit just seems a little off. But then in practice. I could see if you just add a little cutting oil when using a drill bit, that twisted curl that feeds up, that means that your pressure is right, your speed of cut is right, and it's doing what it's doing because it's lubricated. That was just magic. It was like, and there, I mean, you might think me ignorant, and I wouldn't mind that at all. I grew up ignorant. I did. I grew up a stutterer, and Donna tells me that that's why you talk so much now. You tried so hard to overcome that stutter. Now that you can talk in a straight speech, you know, you overdo it. You know, but I don't mind. I did grow up ignorant, and that just was a hunger now. I developed a hunger to know things. So I was the guy, the seven-year-old, maybe eight, that wanted a set of encyclopedias for Christmas. KK4JBQ.
Watchmaker's lathe is nothing like the lathe that you're accustomed to using, but all the principles are the same. Anyway, the cutting lubricant it looks a lot like a waxed candle. It's a little softer than candle wax, but it is waxy, and of course with the heat, it turns into a liquid pretty quick. But that's easy to, you know, like take the drill bit and give it a little wipe on the cutting edges and just chuck her up and go.
Yeah, I kind of learned that along that way. KK4JBQ.